USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Kirsten Gillibrand of New York delivers her first major speech of the campaign in front of the Trump International Hotel in New York City, telling supporters that we deserve a president who inspires us to stand up for something greater than ourselves.
Look up at that tower, a shrine to greed, division, and vanity. Look around you. The greater strength by far is ours.
Congress and the White House still waiting for Attorney General William Barr to provide a summary of the findings of the special counsel investigating Russian election interference. The nation's top Democrat, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, has told House Democrats that a summary of conclusions won't be enough, as she pressed for the entire report. The Pentagon has identified two soldiers killed Friday in Afghanistan while fighting the Taliban as 29-year-old Joseph Collette and 33-year-old Will Lindsay. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
GOP Senator Marco Rubio suggests that President Trump's reversal of sanctions against North Korea that had not yet been made public could stoke international uncertainty over future punitive measures. Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press.
I've never seen that before from this or any administration. So something happened here. Those things have to usually be approved. In fact, they know that they are. They go through a long interagency process signed off on by the president. So something happened between the time it was announced and the time that the president put out that statement.
A source familiar with the decision said that Trump was not rolling back the sanctions announced Thursday against two Chinese shipping companies accused of helping North Korea evade existing sanctions, but instead was holding a new round of large-scale sanctions that had yet to be made public. Gun rights advocates showed up in Oregon's state capitol yesterday to show opposition to gun legislation that's been introduced in their legislature. These two spoke out about why they're part of Support the Second rally.
I don't see where law-abiding gun owners have done anything wrong.
I'm just here to support the Second Amendment, support the Constitution.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump has granted Iowa's request for disaster assistance as that state continues to recover from historic flooding. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds on the damage from high water that began March 13th.
We have today about 1,200 homes that are destroyed. We have 23,500 homes that have been impacted, so that was about a $481 million request.
In next-door neighbor Nebraska, the National Guard has dropped 937 1,500-pound sandbags in various locations. In addition, National Guard helicopters are continuing to drop hay bales to feed hungry cattle. To date, more than 400 soldiers have supported state emergency operations in a variety of missions. An iconic American lawyer is returning to a TV courtroom, and Chris Barnes has details.
No, no!
No, Mr. Nichols, you didn't kill Thompson. But you did, Mr. Wells.
Yes! Yes, I killed Ned Thompson!
The legal drama was must-see TV from 1957 through 66, revived in the 1980s on NBC. The original, which ran on CBS, made actor Raymond Burr an international star. Now the Hollywood Reporter says HBO is going to air a limited Perry Mason series starring Matthew Reese as Perry Mason. Robert Downey Jr. is to be executive producer. Downey was going to star in a 2016 feature film as the attorney, but that project never materialized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.